Perek Beis Bishul Seif Ayin Aleph. Rabbi wants to know, if a person wants to put add-on water to a pot which is on the fire, a pot cholent, that is, cholent is going and maybe burn. He wants to add in water. How is he allowed to add in water? Now, there's a lot of problems here which could be if one adds in water. He explains what could be the problems. In the introductions, he explains them. The bottom explains the problems. What does he explain? He explains it could be a problem from Bishul. That, of course, everybody agrees one can't take water from the tap and put it into the cholent, which is on the fire. If a person would do that, even it's a Bishul Minatoya, and it's not so straightforward. You're allowed to eat the cholent either. There was a story once in Yeshiva. Bochim saw that the cholent was burning. They went to the tap, took a vessel from water, and put it into the cholent. And they have to ask a rav if they're allowed to eat the cholent altogether, because you're doing a maisa from Bishul properly on Shabbos. Big, big problem. Is it right? Now, there could be another problem from Magus. Magus means stirring. If you put in water onto a pot which is on the fire itself, even if it is Mavushal Kotzok and you've got no problems from Bishul, you've got problems sometimes from Magus. We're worried that you're stirring. It's considered stirring, even by something which is Mavushal Kotzok, we take on and shouldn't put on water, shouldn't add on to water which will consider stirring it on the fire. Number, that could be another problem from Chazor. If you take something which water which hasn't been on the fire before, then you don't have to put it on the fire now. You've got a problem from Chazor. It could be a problem from Basar B'Cholov, that the steam from the meat, from the cholent which is meaty, goes onto the urn, which could be pava. If it is pava, it could be a problem. Let's see inside, he explains us the halacha l'maisa. Seif Ayin Aleph. Hawaya Shekederas Hachamim Nisyabsho. Va'alula Lakdiach. Va'roitze lahoisif bo maim. Yizor shlayitin bo maim. She'en o mubusholim. Machmas isho bishol. Chen en nitin batecho maim. Mubusholim shitpanu. A person sees that his cholent is going to burn. You have to make sure he doesn't do a isha from bishol. So you should not have to add in any water which hasn't been cooked before. And even water which has been cooked, but it got cold, and we take on, still considered Bishul. So you're not allowed to add on any water which has got a problem from Bishul. Seif Ayin Beis. V'chein niten l'teich k'deyos hachamim hoimedes alayish mayim chamim meturmos. You're not allowed to add on any water even if it comes straight from a turmos. Da'af she'ein b'zeh ishu Bishul kivin shamayim mevushonim adayim lo yitztanu mikol mokim yesh kan isa shal nesina b'tchila sh'amevi mayim shlo yagab e'ish v'nosin oizim t'ech k'deyos shagab e'ish. You would have a problem from putting on from Kiru something which hasn't been considered Chazor Meikor. That's water which is not on the fire to put it on the fire. This water is not on the fire anymore. It's in a thermos. A thermos is not considered on the fire. Take water which is not on the fire and put it on the fire on Shabbos. We don't allow you. It's considered that you're doing Shehir Chadosha. You're doing it from new, you're putting it on the fire. We don't allow you to do that. Yom Yud Beis Cheshvan Perek Beis Bishul Seif Ayin Gimel. Im bo nitel netzeh k'deh sachamim mayim chamim mitzoy chamecham omed al gabe esh. If you want to take the water which is on the fire and you want to pour it into the cholent, so b'zeh ein it's a bishul. There's no problem from bishul because it's still cooked. Yizor la'os to samayim benachas atzeh k'deh ma gabe esh. If you want to take the water which is on the fire, you've got urn on the fire and you've got cholent which is on the fire, and you want to take from one to the other one. So you want to pick up the urn and you want to pour it from the urn into the cholent. So you have to be very careful you don't pour it quickly, because if you pour it quickly, the problem for Magus, you're stirring. You're stirring the food which is on the fire. That we said before, one person has to be careful not to stir anything which is on the fire itself. So if this cholent is still on the fire, one shouldn't go and pour in quickly, so pour in very slowly the water from the urn onto the cholent. The etcher, last is iru, the camel family. He gives you a few cases how to go and pour over. Aleph, we'll show you a little bit of this kedeh sachamim malgabe eish hamachusa, ulavi altech altach samecham, ulifteach as a beres hamecham. V'yizor, shlo yalu eidim mikedeh sachamim v'yagiyu beres hamecham. He says one way is are taking the water, putting it on top, up, and they take the chalent, take the chalent, and put it underneath the urn, and open the tap from the urn. Open the tap from the urn. No problem doing that. But you have to be very careful. That you have to make sure that the steam from the chalent doesn't go onto the tap from the urn. Because the tap from the urn, if it is proper and the chalent is messy, it's not advantageous to do that. Because you could have a problem from Issa, Basa, Bechalav. You may make the urn messy. But the Eved, maybe you can take on it, says, okay, that one should, we're not allowed to do that like a pillar, so one should do it in a way that it should be a bit further away, that the steam should not go onto, the hot steam should not go onto the urn. Base. Chen v'shoi l'agbiya tameichom, ul'aris nimenu, b'nachas v'toich ha'kadeyo, ho'imedes ala ish. You can do the opposite way. You can do the opposite way. You can go and take the urn and put the urn on top of the cholent. And the cholent is still on the fire. And you go and take the urn and on top of the cholent. And then you have to be careful that to make sure the steam from the cholent would not go onto the urn. This time you have to do it also benachas. You have to make sure you don't pour it over. Don't pour it over on... don't pour it over but with strongly, because since the chalent is still on the fire, it may go and mix. It may mix the chalent which is on the fire. Gimel. The chen roshoy la'alot ma'im ha'meichem v'toch koch v'lishpach ma'akos v'nachos v'toch v'dei v'chamin. He says, according to the Orach HaShabbos, he says this chiddush, which he said before already, that you can even take the water into a cup, and from the cup pour it over into the cholent. He says, according to Orach HaShabbos, you're allowed to do that also. You're allowed to go and take a cup, take it from the urn, and put it from the urn into the cholent. But let's say again, the cholent is on the fire, so we don't want you to go mix the cholent, which is on the fire. We don't want you to stir it. Therefore, you should make sure he doesn't do it strongly. Only pour softly, pour a little bit, not too quickly, in order that it shouldn't mix the water, mix the challenge which is on the fire.